New study shows California leads the nation in overdose deaths. Nearly 13,000 people died in California of drug overdoses between May 2023 and May 2024, a total that leads the nation, according to a report issued December 3rd by Hollywood Hills Recovery, a drug abuse treatment and recovery center in Los Angeles. The report shed light on the state's drug overdose trends and the economic impact of the fentanyl crisis in California. California is at the epicenter of the fentanyl crisis, and this report is a call to action. Nicholas Sebullion, a co-founder of Hollywood Hills Recovery and the report's author, stated in a press release Thursday. Through evidence-based treatment, prevention efforts, and judicial reform, we can save lives and restore hope to families and communities impacted by this epidemic. According to the study, fentanyl accounted for 70%, or 74,702, of drug overdose deaths nationwide in 2023. California led the nation with 12,835 deaths in 1 year, the group found. The state's porous border and proximity to Mexico makes it uniquely susceptible to the fentanyl crisis, according to the report. 90% of the fentanyl used in the United States came from Mexico. Drug use by vulnerable groups, like immigrants and agricultural workers, also impacted California more than other states. Other findings showed relapse rates for fentanyl users were as high as 95%, which was significantly higher than any other drug, including heroin or alcohol, at 78% and 68% respectively. Healthcare costs for opioid overdoses total $11 billion annually in the country, while critical care costs were $20,500 on average per patient, according to the report. Youth were particularly vulnerable, with adolescent overdose deaths increasing by nearly 50% between 2019 and 2020, the report revealed. Fentanyl is devastatingly potent, which is why even people who use it on doctor's advice become rapidly dependent on the substance, the report stated. Adolescents are particularly at risk of falling prey to this drug through experimentation with illicit pills. The study emphasized a way to combat fentanyl addiction that included effective treatments with medication, behavioral counseling, and inpatient rehabilitation. The report suggested using buprenorphine, methadone, and naltrexone to normalize brain chemistry, relieve cravings, and prevent withdrawal symptoms. The report also stressed the potential of using drug courts and alternative sentencing to reduce the rates of convicts returning to jail or prison and to help offenders reintegrate into their communities. The opioid crisis cost the U.S. economy $1.02 trillion in 2017, the group reported. In California, the cost was about $36 billion, according to the report. This included the cost of lost productivity, health care costs, and the societal impact of addiction on families and communities. California's drug overdose death rate is 20 for every 100,000 residents, but several other states topped that, with West Virginia leading the nation at 71 deaths per 100,000. According to another report released in September by the Kaiser Family Foundation, a nonprofit group that provides information on health issues, the national rate was 24 per 100,000. The foundation also found opioid overdose death rates were highest among American Indian people in 2023. The second highest was found in the Black population, followed by the white and Hispanic populations. Asians and Pacific Islanders had the lowest death rate.